This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It is Thursday, September 24th. The year is 2020. We are 39 days out, 118 days out from the inauguration. And we have seen the crisis that Soros has already helped engineer envelop the nation once again after the verdict in Louisville, Kentucky. We have a special report on that, and then we're going to lay out everything that's coming and the timeline with a bunch of special guests today. I'm Alex Jones. This is not a spectator sport. Please tell everyone you know. Tune in now.
An hour before Attorney General Daniel Cameron was expected to announce whether charges would be filed against the Louisville police officers responsible for the death of Breonna Taylor, Louisville, Kentucky mayor issued a preemptive state of emergency. And why not? Democrats in Louisville are already using Zelenskyite tactics to disrupt traffic. In fact, BLM communist Robin Crandall, an organizer with the Kentucky Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression, pointed a gun at random drivers. Crandall, who had previously been convicted of burglary in the third degree and theft of less than $10,000, served 2 years in the Bullitt County Detention Center, but in November of 2015, she was pardoned by Governor Steve Beshear. The pardon restored Crandall right to vote and hold public office and point a gun at random citizens. And then Attorney General Daniel Cameron spoke.
My job as the special prosecutor in this case was to put emotions aside and investigate the facts to determine if criminal violations of state law resulted in the loss of Ms. Taylor's life. Detective Cosgrove and Sergeant Mattingly were justified in returning fire because they were fired upon. I'll leave it to others to make determinations. We have vigorous self-defense laws in this state. All the evidence was given to the grand jury, and they made the decision that one, endangerment, was the charge to file or to indict against Mr. Hankinson.
Clearly, the funds had poured into Louisville as the next flashpoint on the Marxist Soros Death to America tour. Twitter's Jack Dorsey helped donate $11 million to organizations that included the Bail Project. National File reported that an employee of the Bail Project, Holly Zoller, was caught handing out shields and other equipment to potential rioters from a U-Haul truck in Louisville, Kentucky. How's that for sedition? And then all hell broke loose in at least 36 cities across the Democrats' intentionally divided states of America. Independent reporters were savagely attacked. A mega Molotov cocktail was thrown at police. And two Louisville police officers were shot.
Police naming the suspect in the Louisville officer shooting overnight.
Lorenzo Johnson is behind bars. His charges have not been announced.
How's that for peaceful protest? Of course, these fools are completely unaware that Breonna's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, shot first, and that Breonna's drug-dealing ex-boyfriend, who she had bailed out of jail on a regular basis, led the police to her apartment based on suspicious packages he had been receiving there. And, of course, this little-known fact.
The statements that were made by officers there the night or the morning of March 13th show that they did knock and announce. The important point here is that information was corroborated by another witness who was in close proximity to apartment 4, who corroborated that information and said that there was a knocking and announcing by the officers. The witness was a civilian.
Going forward, it doesn't matter whether or not justice is served. The Marxists will use anything to burn this country to cinders. John Baum reporting.
addressing terrorism, period.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Gentlemen, we are live thanks to your support and your prayers. It is Thursday, September 24th. The year is 2020. We are 118 days out from the inauguration. We are 39 days out from the election, but the deep state, the Chi-Com globalist back crime syndicates, Hollywood, the corporate mainstream trader media, the enemies of the republic have all openly said they know they're going to lose. They can see the internal polls. They know the facts. So they're going to contest the election. When Trump challenges their contention, that's going to be called dictatorship, and they're going to remove him by coup if they're able to. This has all been publicly stated on every major news channel in the country. We were the first to tell you that they were planning all of this. You can see some of that spin out today. The Trump campaign is reportedly discussing contingency plans to bypass election results. The Atlantic tells us, again, that's the main Democrat mouthpiece that puts out the lies that are then picked up by the New York Times. Even the Wall Street Journal goes along with these and parrots. All of it. Then that ties into Trump says Supreme Court will decide the election. Very good chances they will. Needs a ninth justice. That's in the Constitution, as they now have extra votes because Mitt Romney's been under such pressure. But even if he tries to stab folks in the back, will have the votes. That's why he's now claiming he will vote for it, because he's unable to stop this next Supreme Court justice from being put in. But after what we saw happen to Kavanaugh, this is going to be an explosive situation. And all of what we're witnessing has a name. It's called terrorism. What's happening in Austin, Texas, what's happening in Louisville, Kentucky, what's happening in Portland, Oregon, what's happening in Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Illinois, New York, what's happening from Miami to Dallas, Texas, is the exact same thing. It has a name. T-E-R-R-O-R-I-S-M. What does that spell? Terrorism. And what is the definition of terrorism? The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. That is the definition. The state of fear and submission produced by terrorism or terrorization, a terroristic method of governing or of resisting a government. What we have is Democrat globalist allied with the foreign powers, literally engaged in classical terror, and saying, going to people's houses and saying, we're going to kill you if you don't vote the way we want. And then inside big tech, all these college Marxist-trained employees, whether they're in Spotify or whether they are in Twitter or Google or Apple, they don't care about slave camps in China. They like Xi Jinping. Washington Post says he's their hero. They hope he, quote, annihilates Trump, destroys Trump. No, they're like little baby birds that were hatched out of their eggs and, you know, saw the mailman, so they imprint on the mailman and think it's their daddy, not the mommy duck. But they imprinted on communism and Satanism and devil worship and CNN. And so now
There are so many videos of crazy people running around with machetes attacking. There are so many videos of reporters being beaten and shot. There are so many videos of police officers being shot. There is so much absolute mayhem that I can't even get to the new stuff that's breaking every hour. Our own Savannah Hernandez went out last night. And again, I don't want to criticize her, but I have to say she didn't want security with her. She went out without security into Austin. They mobbed her. They beat her. They attacked her. They robbed her. She did fight back. But local media is basically saying this is a great thing. She's a fascist. So this is how they dehumanize people. And they had guns. They had guns, ladies and gentlemen. That's on video. And they beat up a woman and took her phone and hit her in the back of the head. And it's all on video. And that's what it's like in America for her to go out and simply videotape them. These are men with guns beating up women. These are the heroes. Remember, they always wanted to get our guns to keep us safe. No, they wanted our guns because only they would have the guns then. Well, guess what, scumbags? We've got guns to defend ourselves. And two police officers last night watched as delivery trucks, U-Haul trucks, and buses arrived with Antifa shipped in from local universities and local government assemblies. A lot of them work for the legislatures. That's been taught on record many times. And loaded out of the U-Hauls were the signs about killing cops and Antifa. And guess who was unloading out of these trucks the shields and the clubs and all the rest of it? Guess what? A group funded by George Soros on record and Jack Dorsey of Twitter. Jack Dorsey gave $1 million this year to the very group and the very woman that heads it up, unloading the weapons. So, as I said again, this is terrorism. And remember, Rand Paul came out just a month ago out of the White House, and people surrounded him, attacked him, said, "We're going to kill you," knocked police down. They barely got away. Black Lives Matter. Remember that? Well, Rand Paul understands what we're facing now. This is called terrorism. Last night in Louisville, they pull up, they say, "We're going to kill the cops," and then they start shooting the police that had done nothing, not even fired tear gas at that point. And the media, CNN, said, "Well, there's going to be violence. The police deserve it." Like they said a few years ago when all those cops were getting killed in 2016. And remember, they were on the news saying, "Well, cops kill innocent black people, so you're going to die randomly." Well, statistically, it doesn't even show that. Here's a few of the clips out of Louisville yesterday where they're talking about, "Y'all get ready to effing die," and sure enough, it started. Here it is.
"I'm ready to come from there. Where else? Here they come.
Oh, they shot guns at them. Oh, they shoot guns at them, real guns.
And then, of course,
they're blasting at the police.
Yep, the BLM start running until they realize, oh, that's us shooting the police." So this is it. They've started their war. They're only going to make it more intense. And Soros just overthrew Ukraine 7 years ago the same way, killing cops. Here's Senator Rand Paul just minutes ago telling it like it is, that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. Here it is.
I join Senator Scott and others in saying that we have to appreciate our police more generally. They're protecting us from the vandals, the marauders, the arsonists in our cities. And it's not just the Democrat proposition of defunding the police that threatens us. It's also the idea that if we don't appreciate our police, we won't have more volunteering to become policemen in the next generation. So I think it's absolutely imperative that we do show our appreciation for these people who are risking their lives to keep us safe. My wife and I know about this personally. As you saw from the video going into this, we were attacked by a mob in D.C. just a few weeks ago. For those of you who doubt that the mob had violent intent, immediately after we were safely into the hotel, or somewhat safe in our hotel, one of the police officers was assaulted and received stitches in his face. And I guess what bothered me is that, you know, I commend them for their heroism. I truly believe they saved our lives. But the person who assaulted the policeman was from out of state. I think their federal charges were lodged, but then he was released on his own recognizance. I tweeted out somewhat snarkily, if you're looking for him, you may look in Kenosha. But I think we do have to investigate these people. And we have to put blame where blame is. We need to find out who's financing them. If you're from out of state and you attacked someone in D.C., I would think that the FBI or federal authorities should investigate, you know, how did he get there? Who's paying for it? I can tell you that Black Lives Matter is supporting these folks and that we shouldn't shy away from attributing blame where blame goes. When we were attacked, the head of Black Lives Matter in Louisville had this to say. She said, "We can see the fear in their faces, and that's how we want them to live." Their goal is terrorism. They're admitting it. If you look at their exchanges online and social media, they are saying their goal is to terrorize public officials and really anybody. Many of the people in the restaurants that they're being terrorized are not.
We're going to come back to the conclusion of this.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
But it was long ago.
But it was long ago.
Welcome back, folks.
Jane, it was lovely. She was,
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored to be here. Savannah Hernandez, InfoWars reporter, goes out under Action 7 on her own because we don't condone her being by herself like that. Got attacked by that mob last night. We admire her courage, but just can't be part of it. But she's going to be on air with us coming up here in just a moment. And just disgusting mob with guns threatening to kill her and physically attacking her. This is terrorism. And we've got countless videos of people saying to the cops, we're going to effing kill you. You know, I'm not Mr. Tough Guy. I don't try to be Mr. Tough Guy, but I couldn't have the restraint. You walk up to me and say, you're going to kill me. I take that as a threat of bodily harm. But you see, these cities are run by Democrats, so there's no charges. People ask why I don't go out to these events. We went out last year when Beto O'Rourke was giving a speech, and a couple thousand Antifa, the biggest crowd I've ever seen of them in Austin, go, it's Alex Jones, like a horde coming to kill him, and the state police had to come stop him, and they were attacking the state police, and the police said, just please get out of here. And we left. I mean, this is America, folks. I was 150 yards away, not even in their business. And they came. Because they hate America. Because they're terrorists. Listen to this scumbag. Just one of many videos. They're all over InfoWars. Saying, get ready to die. We're going to kill you. Here it is. Boom, they shoot a couple cops who are in critical condition. Remember this video from just last week? Oh, that's ancient history now. They're shooting so many cops now. Their names never hit the news. They're never humanized. This is sick evil, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it's the governments themselves attacking their own police to take them over, which is called terrorism. What is the definition of terrorism? The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. And this is outside globalist forces publicly funding a color revolution. That's what they call these when they come in and play groups off against each other, but it's an outside group running it to bring down the whole country, the whole ship. And it's Soros, the king of this, in the last 40 years, running the play. Running the play. Now, we were playing part of what Senator Paul just said literally like 20 minutes ago. The crew did a great job getting the clip, and we hadn't finished up where he was getting into defining this as terrorism, as its textbook. Here it is.
I think we do have to investigate these people, and we have to put blame where blame is. We need to find out who's financing them. If you're from out of state and you attack someone in D.C., I would think that the FBI or federal authorities should investigate, you know, how did he get there, who's paying for it. I can tell you that Black Lives Matter is supporting these folks and that we shouldn't shy away from attributing blame where blame goes. When we were attacked, the head of Black Lives Matter in Louisville had this to say. She said, we can see the fear in their faces and that's how we want them to live. Their goal is terrorism. They're admitting it. If you look at their exchanges online and social media, they are saying their goal is to terrorize public officials and really anybody. Many of the people in the restaurants that they're being terrorized are not public officials, but their goal is terror. Now, whether or not that equates to something that you can legally investigate, I don't know, but we should know that, and we should let corporate America know that. Corporate America is giving millions of dollars to something they perceive as an anti-racist group. In reality, it's a group that is funding terror and funding terrorists to go from city to city.
Well, of course, it's racketeering, it's organized. The head of Twitter funds it, Soros funds it, the Democratic Party runs Black Lives Matter and collected 90%+. The last time I heard of like 50-something million. Look up now how much Black Lives Matter and affiliated groups have given to Democrats. The Democrats run that. A few months ago, you'd go to their website, it goes right to the DNC to give money. The DNC, I mean, they had Kamala Harris and Joe Biden tweeting last night saying, say her name, Breonna Taylor, who was with some drug dealer gangbanger that somebody else called the cops on. The cops come, he starts shooting at them, and the cops shoot, and she gets killed in the crossfire. That's called a mistake, an accident, because you were living with a gangbanging drug dealer. I mean, when the cops bad, man, we got footage of cops tasering people not wearing masks in America. That's tyranny. That's evil. That's a fraud. That cop needs to be fired. But that cop's got a globalist leftist above him giving them those orders. Conservative police departments don't act like that. This is America. Young mother tased, cuffed, and arrested for not wearing face mask at mostly empty stadium to watch high school football game because a virtue signaler called the cops. You know who's bad? The public calling the cops for loud music. Or the public calling the cops because their husband's beating them up. When the cops come, the husband shoots them. And because the husband happens to be black, then the cop gets indicted. All over the world, people are being arrested for not wearing masks out in public. But even in the UK, they won't arrest Black Lives Matter. It's in Australia, won't arrest Black Lives Matter. They're allowed to demonstrate because they're UN Soros approved. And everything else, everybody else isn't. Now, I've got countless videos of this, but let me show you for radio listeners. I'll describe it. This is another video out of Seattle last night of a man hitting a cop for no reason in the back of the head with a deadly weapon, a baseball bat. Here it is. So they knock a cop off his bike, he sprays him with pepper spray, and then a thug hits him in the back of the head with a steel, with an aluminum baseball bat. I mean, that's why I couldn't be a cop. You hit me in the back of the head with a baseball bat, I'm pulling a gun to shoot your ass. And then Seattle would throw him under the prison, ladies and gentlemen. Because that's the left. They're teaching you. We can do whatever you want. We can engage in terrorism. But conservatives can't even go to church because of the COVID-19 scam. So dangerous. We're going to go to break. Savannah Hernandez will be in studio with us. They're going to be out riding in tonight. We tried to send security with her. She didn't want security. And they beat her up, attacked her, stole her phone last night. We admired Savannah. But, you know, she just... I'm not going to put my reporters in harm's way like that. But she decides to do it herself. That's her issue. And I'm sure she'll continue doing that. But we appreciate her. She'll be here with us in a moment. Please don't forget, this is the emergency election. Everything must go sale. If Trump loses, they're going to take us off the air and take our banking and everything else away. We have to sell everything we've got to be able to fund in the next year. That's the bunker mentality, and that's where we are in the year 2020. And I think you all can see why and understand we're all in this together. So get your supplements, get your books, get your films, get your T-shirts, get your pieces of history, because InfoWars, the whole country, 30% chance won't be here by January of next year. So get those supplements, get your X2, get your X3, get your DNA Force Plus, get your Winter Sun. We're about to sell out of it. So I'm going to have to go back to regular price starting tomorrow, last day, to get 50% off on the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K you're going to find. DNA Force is the big thing I do for my cells and for my overall immune boosting and body's defenses for the PQQ, the CoQ10. It's 60% off free shipping, even though it's going to sell out the next few weeks at that price. And I would also take X2 and X3 that are essential, the cleanest, purest iodine you're going to find out there. Game-changing, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of these sales right now. And PrepareWithAlex.com. That makes sales about the endless normal food. PrepareWithAlex.com.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, But the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. And they spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Come from there, Wills. Here they come.
Oh, they shot guns at him. Oh, they shoot guns at him, real guns. They're blasting at the police.
Shots fired.
Good? Good?
think we do have to investigate these people. And we have to put blame where blame is. We need to find out who's financing them. If you're from out of state and you attack someone in D.C., I would think that the FBI or federal authorities should investigate, you know, how did he get there, who's paying for it. I can tell you that Black Lives Matter is supporting these folks and that we shouldn't shy away from attributing blame where blame goes. When we were attacked, the head of Black Lives Matter in Louisville had this to say. She said, "We can see the fear in their faces, and that's how we want them to live." Their goal is terrorism. They're admitting it. If you look at their exchanges online and social media, they are saying their goal is to terrorize public officials and really anybody. Many of the people in the restaurants that they're being terrorized are not public officials, but their goal is terror. Now, whether or not that equates to something that you can legally investigate, I don't know, but we should know that, and we should let corporate America know that. Corporate America is giving millions of dollars to something they perceive as an anti-racist group. In reality, it's a group that is funding terror and funding terrorists to go from city to city.
Oh, corporate America, the ones that want to get rid of the U.S.'s own existence. Apple, that runs giant slave factories in China that funds Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Soros has overthrown all these countries. And the Ukraine recently literally put Nazis in charge. Oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. No, Senator Paul, you're starting to get wise, but not fast enough. This is an organized, multinational crime syndicate funding domestic terror organizations inside the United States to give cover for the attempted overthrow of the elected government to install a tyranny. And now we've reached the flashpoint, 39 days out from the election, 118 days out from the inauguration, is that the real fight's going to start on the election day. Trump's going to win. They're going to contest. When he contests, they're going to try to burn down the country. They're hoping, you know, that black folks get killed in this so they can say all the local governments are bad. The mayors that run those governments will hype it up to further torch the nation. They're going to try to kill the dollar at that point. This is all going to happen. This is what we're up against. That's why they're censoring everybody. So Americans don't know what's happening during this and blame Trump and blame loyalists to the Republic so we can finally be broken up by the globalists and the Chi-Coms. But the footage we've got of police being shot all over the country and cases killed and people being hit over the head with baseball bats and police officers hit with baseball bats and being stabbed and being firebombed and the media defending it. And then our own Savannah Hernandez, who, again, we did have security for her, but I guess that makes her job hard, so she didn't want them. She went out last night, I guess under her own moniker, and got attacked by these monsters. We'll play some of that footage. I'm glad you're in one piece. I love the great footage you get, and you show what monsters they are. I just don't like dangling my friends and crew members, you know, down into a pit of meth head pit bulls.
Yes, Alex, and I do want to say, you know, you always provide me with great security, and I'm so appreciative of that. You always try to make sure that I'm safe and sound, that when I go and I do this protest coverage that, you know, I have someone watching my back because these people are clearly insane and they're just pushing this violent, just all this violence on independent journalists. That's the new culture now. But last night I haven't gone out and I haven't covered protests for about 3 weeks now. So I let my guard down. I said, oh, you know, this probably isn't going to be too big of a thing here in Austin. It's probably going to be a small march. I'm not worried about it. I'll probably go for 30 minutes, get some footage and then be done with it. But then the Austin police have started cracking down. They started cracking down a lot more on BLM and Antifa here in the city, and they were making a lot of arrests. They figured out how to kind of corral them on certain streets to be able to arrest them and to try to get them to start legally obeying the law again, because BLM and Antifa keep taking over the streets. So I was following them for about 2 hours without any issue, and then someone starts chanting my name. And then this grown man starts pointing at me, and they all start mobbing me. I start walking away, or start trying to walk away. I get punched in the back of the head, and then they all start mobbing me. And prior to me getting attacked, there's another independent journalist here. His name's Hiram Live, and he's pro-BLM, and he's been live streaming all summer. They were attacking him all night last night. They targeted him, and they were attacking him as well, because apparently if you record any of their criminal activity, you're a snitch, and you're working for the police, and that gives them the right to attack you.
In fact, we have the videos all over the country. The first time I started seeing it was in Seattle, then Portland, now in Rochester, New York, where they say only cops film criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so, they call themselves criminals.
Yes.
So the level of just ignorance and insanity is just totally crazy.
And Alex, in my last report, I put in that Black Lives Matter chant. Who do we protect? Black criminals. These people are criminals. They want criminal activity and lawlessness to abound on our streets. And any journalist, any person trying to expose what's really going on in America right now is going to be targeted and attacked.
And let's say what this is. No chivalry, no common sense. You're a reporter, so everybody's supposed to respect that. And you're a woman. And it's men. I see the video. For radio listeners, you can't see it. Videos on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And they are really hitting you, dragging you into the crowd, slamming you up against the wall. Describe what happened.
Yeah, Alex, they started chanting my name. They targeted me out. They made sure that the mob that I was surrounded by knew who I was. Grown men, a part of Antifa in this city. And as I tried to walk away, they punched me in the back of the head. But what they weren't expecting was for me to hit back. With a lot of these independent journalists that go out, they think that they're just going to be able to beat them down and throw them.
And I do see that. It looks like you punched a couple of them back in the face. You lunged at a couple.
Yes, because I had been punched in the back of the head at this point, and people were just mobbing me. So I said, okay, it's time for me to protect myself. And I grabbed a couple of them. I threw a couple of punches, and they started backing up, and that's how I was able to get out of this situation.
It's like the guy that got killed a few months ago. He said, oh, these are all wimps. I'm going to go stop cars and point guns at them. Then he got killed about 10 minutes later.
Exactly. And there were armed protesters out there last night. And those are the only two protesters I really talked to. Because, again, as a journalist, it's my job to be there and ask people, hey, why do you have these guns? What are your intentions for your march tonight? What are you out here doing? They said they were jokingly like, oh, well, legally we're not allowed to stay there for the police, but we have them because of what happened with Garrett Foster. And like you just said, Alice, what happened with Garrett Foster? Black Lives Matter pointed a gun at a gun-wielding citizen who then protected himself. And now they're out on the street with firearms thinking they can shoot whoever they want because self-defense is now a crime in America if you're conservative or if you're just anti-domestic terrorism.
Well, look, these are very low IQ individuals. I'm not trying to be mean, but they didn't get picked up a lot. They were babies. They didn't get a lot of nutrition. And you can all see the dead look in their eyes. A lot of really young women that are going to college that have been radicalized by Marxist professors. And very few black people, I notice, in this particular group. Some groups of BLM are almost all black. A lot of them are almost all white. They don't even seem to be mixed. They're usually one or the other. But this is a racist race cult funded by George Soros. They have no idea about any of that. They're just out there believing they're the good guys because CNN and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris tweeted out, say her name. Like when they attacked Rand Paul 3 weeks ago. They kept beating him up, attacking the police, saying, say her name. He wrote the bill to not have no-knock search warrants on Breonna Taylor. They're so ignorant, they attacked the guy that wrote the bill.
Alex, all of the politicians and all of the media who have been pushing this false narrative about Breonna Taylor are complicit in all of the violence and destruction that is currently happening on our streets.
Well, of course, they're just using Breonna Taylor as a prop. We now know that they came because it was a dead body found in her car. All this other stuff.
Yeah, she's tied. That was the warrant for her house. She wasn't asleep. She wasn't shot in her sleep. You know, and Owen makes the point, too.
Hold on, we'll be right back. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
To go back to Savannah Hernandez, Fuller's reporter, attacked last night out just trying to cover the Antifa BLM methods, almost all of them white, running around in downtown Austin, burning things, attacking people. And they saw her and said, oh, she's with InfoWars, that's Savannah Hernandez. And grown men started beating her, and as soon as she fought back, they ran away in fear. Now, these are true scum. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But don't forget that we have a really big special going right now at preparewithalex.com. That is a subdomain of My Patriot Supply, so that they can give you an even bigger discount than you get at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. That's the full My Patriot Supply catalog at InfoWarsStore.com. And so if you want bigger food supplies or all of that, it's the best deal you're going to get at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you go to preparewithalex.com, you will find three specials on three different deals: water filtration, food, and air filtration. They put out the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration and the Alexa Pure water filtration system, and they have those discounted. And the discounts are $170, $100, and $140. And we, again, can put that on screen. Maybe go to the website, preparewithalex.com. That's preparewithalex.com, and that special will end on Monday, and then that's it. They can't do it anymore. They may have some other specials on some bigger food packages, but if you want a three-month, a six-month supply, their highest quality water filter, their biggest one with a bunch of replacement filters, other systems, it's right there. 4 days, 15 hours left. So that runs through Monday afternoon. Let me see. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. So I guess it ends Monday afternoon. That's 4 days, 15 hours, 9 minutes, 57 seconds at preparewithalex.com. Separately, we have the InfoWars emergency election sale, total blowout. If Biden gets in, or their civil war is successful, I'll give it a 30% chance, then they may be able to shut us down by early next year. They're going to shut everybody else down, too, but we'll be first. And, of course, all the main conservative people will all wait while the other one gets eaten and not stand up for them. America's shown that proper level of cowardice with censorship, and so that's why the enemy might have a chance of winning if we don't rally behind those that are under attack. You do as viewers and listeners, but the big establishment conservative talk show hosts do not. To them, it's a niche, it's an ideology, it's a way to make money. You know, it's a way to just, basically have viewers because you're out there, the conservative nationalist patriot movement. You were there before I was born, many of you. You were there when I was on the air 26 years. And, you know, we just have to realize that a lot of our so-called ideologue supporters really aren't in this because they believe it. They're in it because they know there's a market. And that's why they got all the big sponsors, all the big money. We don't have that. We have you supporting us. I will tell you, Tucker Carlson's for real. Rush Limbaugh's for real. He's woken up a lot. But a lot of other folks are not real, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why InfoWars is so precious. It needs to stay on the air. So thank you all for your support. We have that big mega sale, Winter Sun Plus, 50% off free shipping. Vitamineral Fusion selling out, still discounted. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric selling out, still discounted. Parabo Force selling out, still discounted. Vaso Beat selling out, still discounted. DNA Force Plus, 60% off free shipping, even though it's selling out. I'm done talking about that. I want to thank you all for your support, but most importantly, pray for us and spread the word about the live feeds and more. So, Savannah Hernandez got attacked last night. Other points you want to make about this? I mean, this isn't just happening to you. This is happening all over the country. This is accelerating.
Yes, Alex, the point that I want to make, too, is it doesn't matter if you're a journalist on the left or right, or if you're neutral. These people are attacking anyone right now. Again, we discussed in the past or the last segment that Black Lives Matter has chanted so many times, who do we protect? The black criminals. They're pushing this lawlessness. They're pushing the rioting. They're trying to normalize this. They're trying to normalize oppressing people and silencing them. We've seen all of the videos of them forcing people to stand in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. Put your fists up and say Black Lives Matter or we're going to attack you or you're going to face the consequences. These are domestic terrorists running the streets, and we need to know who's funding them. We need to know who's
behind
them.
Well, that's a cult making you pledge allegiance. And exactly. We know. Did you see where it's Jack Dorsey of Twitter funding the very lady unloading the trucks with the weapons and stuff and the shields in Louisville?
This is the first time I'm hearing about it, but that's not surprising at all, Alex. All of these people are always all tied and connected. And, you know, now we even have Fox News trying to cover for George Soros, even though anyone can go on Google right now and research what George Soros has funded, which states, you know, are the most just destroyed with riots and chaos and destruction. And
He's got the mayors and district attorneys elected in those cities so they won't prosecute his terrorists.
Exactly.
Get how that works? If you have the district attorney and then you have the terrorist on the ground, you win. That's all this is. And still, Congress is just now starting to figure this out, a day late, a dollar short.
Exactly, Alex. Yeah, what, Nancy Pelosi came out 4 months later after rioting and all of America has been burned down. Oh, we don't condone this type of behavior. It's already too
late. They light the fuse. I mean, they built the bomb. They lit the fuse. And now that it's exploding, they go, we have nothing to do with that.
Yep, and it's been a slow burn. It's been the demonization of our police. It's been demonizing conservatives. It's been demonizing gun owners. And now you can't even hold a gun in your own house, in your own property, when Black Lives Matter comes to your home.
That's right. If you have a gun in your house, don't aim it at people when they're saying we're coming to burn your house down. You just show them a shotgun, you get indicted by the liberal district attorney.
Yes. So we're turning into an America that is tailored to lawlessness, that's tailored to these anarchists that are running the street. And conservatives need to stand up and they need to speak out against this. And we need people in the Senate and in Congress to take a stand against this.
That's right. They started out with the intimidation. They started out with the censorship. People didn't do anything. Now they're throwing Molotov cocktails on an hourly basis. But Savannah, this isn't about lecturing you. It's about a threat continuum and where we are. I get for 2.5 years you've been going out covering Antifa, where they tried to block you even showing what they were doing at the border.
Mm-hmm.
And you went and flew drones inside Mexico and showed great things for your first year 2.5 years ago. And, you know, you've been on Fox News. You've done all this great stuff. You've gone out and covered hundreds of events, Portland, Dallas, Austin, you know, New York, D.C. You've been everywhere. You've been to, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, yeah.
So InfoWars has sent you all over, and you've done a great job. And then you come here, and you're like, okay, well, I'll be okay going out. No, they all had guns. They're now shooting police. They're now shooting women. They're now shooting people at randomly on the highway. These aren't just terrorists. These are the dirtiest, most mindless level of terrorists where they're just told by their controllers, go out and do horrible stuff, so the controllers have plausible deniability, but they don't, because this is the playbook. So that's why I'm saying you're not where you were even a month ago. And imagine where we'll be in 39 days or 118 with the inauguration. This is only escalating until the head of the snake is prosecuted.
Definitely, Alex. And they've done a great job of trying to normalize, oppress, and silence anyone who they disagree with, anyone who thinks differently than them. And that's why they have been allowed to attack journalists like me, like Andy Ngo, like Owen Schroyer. So many people have been attacked on the street, and nobody stands up for us. And you know, Alex, this does go all the way back to even your silencing and censorship on Twitter, on social media. We silenced voices on social media, and now we're silencing voices in real life. That social media censorship is now bleeding into everyday American life, into our constitutional rights.
And that's what I was saying is, you have a normalcy bias, I have a normalcy bias.
Yeah.
We still think that we were where we were a year ago. We're not there. We're under a Soros, Obama, Rothschild, globalist attack. They're literally trying to end the country right now.
Exactly, Alex. A Hispanic minority woman cannot go stand on the street and neutrally report on what's going on without being attacked anymore. The press, there's no freedom of the press anymore. It's freedom for BLM and Antifa to run the streets, and it's this funded, organized domestic terrorism being pushed by our politicians, being pushed by our media, and being pushed by our celebrities, and being pushed by China as well. So, you know, everything's all tied together. The destruction of America can be linked back to all of the same exact people, and people need to wake up and start, you know, exposing this more and more every single day and standing up to it.
No, I agree. We're going to go to break, do 5 more minutes with you, and then probably get some rest before you come back and produce some of the shows. Maybe come on with Owen Troyer later. Maybe come on the nightly noob program we've been doing during the election countdown from 7 to 9 p.m. But just in a minute and a half before break, yeah, we've already accelerated this far, and they've not gotten in trouble, and they've helped ignite criminal activity nationwide. What do you think should come next?
Alex, I genuinely feel like with the whole defund the police movement, we have our police, their hands are tied. You know, Black Lives Matter has so much power, Antifa has so much power, and it's genuinely up to the average American to stand up for themselves at this point, because I don't really feel like anyone's going to come to save us. Donald Trump can only do so much, but it's these Democrat mayors and governors who are allowing all of this to happen. It's up to the average American to vote in the proper politicians that are going to save them, and it's up to the average American to protect themselves, because no one else can do it for them.
Well, that's right. You know, I look at police and riot gear like Darth Vader, and it's meant to project power, and in the wrong hands, unconstitutional, it can be horrible. But then on the other side are people in black uniforms that will attack women and children and love the devil and hate your country's very existence and will shoot innocent people in cold blood and try to beat up reporters. We know who the bad guys are. I want to explain this again. It's all Democrat jurisdictions where they are letting their police be attacked to train people nationwide to attack police everywhere, to undermine the rule of law and overthrow our country. This is America under attack, under siege. This is terrorism. And again, it's not hyperbole. It's not exaggeration. It's worse than I could even describe. Getting massive chills. We're back with hour number 2. Stay with us. Got some big special guests coming up. Dr. Wakefield in studio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I've come to you many times.